with this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, July 16th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, let's quickly take some time to recap a couple of Class 3A and 4A substate baseball finals that took place around the listening area yesterday. And we'll start in Class 3A Substate 1. Of course, that was the bracket Lamar's Community played in. And the bracket goes the way of 8th-ranked MOC Floyd Valley. The top seed in that bracket advances on to state for just the third time in school history as they defeated Sergeant Bluff Luton by a final score of 4-3 last night in Orange City. The Dutchmen advance to Cedar Rapids to play on Monday night at 7 o'clock. They are the number 6 seed, and they will take on 3rd-seeded Cedar Rapids Xavier in a Class 3A state quarterfinal. Then in Class 4A Substate 1, top-ranked Sioux City East wins their 40th game of the season, and they are onto the state tournament with a 3-1 win over Lewis Central in Sioux City last night. The Black Raiders are in the number 1 seed, and they'll play Tuesday afternoon at 1:30, and they'll be taking on the Lightning of Iowa City Liberty. So best of luck to those two teams representing Northwest Iowa in Cedar Rapids. Those scores, of course, they can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. Well, over the weekend, just a couple of days prior to the weekend, we were telling you about Remsen St. Mary's baseball alum Jackson Bunkers, who was playing in the All-Star game of the Kansas Jayhawk Collegiate League. He was playing for the Great Bend Batcats, and he has had a phenomenal season, hence why he has been named an All-Star in that league. He got to play in the All-Star game on Saturday in Hutchinson, Kansas. Now, Bunkers has been going to Morningside University the last couple of seasons and playing for the Mustangs. He says that he was recommended to play for Great Bend this summer by an assistant coach at Morningside, and he says it's been a great choice to spend his summer in Kansas.
I started out starting shortstop for Morningside, so then a couple weeks in, I contacted the head coach here at Great Bend, Kansas, Roger Ward, and my assistant coach, Bodie Waller, played for him back a few years ago, so I had that connection there, and just kind of worked out perfect. He said it's a great spot to go and learn more about your baseball career and learn more about yourself. So I've just been doing that the whole summer and very grateful for it.
Yeah, he's been playing baseball, and he's playing good baseball, too. The Batcats, as of this airing, they are 22-8 on the season, with just 2 games left to go in their regular season, and are sitting in first place in the Jayhawk Collegiate League. Now, the league is part of the National Baseball Congress, which means they would be eligible for the NBC World Series, which is a long-standing baseball tournament that takes place in the summer. It starts at the end of July. Bunker says right now that is the goal as this season winds down.
Right now, I mean, our team's in first place, so it's very exciting. We're hoping to make the NBC World Series, which is the longest tournament in the United States running. So, I mean, I'm really excited. Hopefully we can go make that, but we have 5 very important games left coming up here this next week. So it's just one game at a time and keep winning.
Now, Bunkers has certainly had a large hand in the success of the Batcats this season. He's hitting right at the 300 mark for Great Bend with an OPS of 1.013. And as we've talked about before, if you have an OPS of above 800, you're really good. Anything above that is just even more icing on the cake. Bunkers this year has hit 12 extra base hits and has driven in a total of 26 runs as of this point. He says being an All-Star is a great achievement, especially with how good the talent is in this league.
It's super special, just all the hard work paying off and just the grind of a season that putting one AB together after the next, and just can't shout out my coaches and teammates enough. I've had great teammates and coaches at Morningside and then continue on here that just keep pushing me every single day.
Well, of course, at the collegiate level, he's been well supported by many folks. Of course, Morningside is coached by Hinton baseball assistant coach Adam Bouvie, so he's had a great hand in Jackson's upbringing as well. But Bunkers also did get a chance to credit his high school upbringing at Remsen St. Mary's as well, and that preparation of playing some outstanding competition at the highest level of the state of Iowa. Bunker says that certainly has led to his success in the athletic realm in the last few seasons in college.
I think I tallied it up. It was 13 or 14 state appearances and with our class that small, I mean, just something really special, really, really special. I mean, I'm very grateful for Rem St. Mary's and growing up in that small community, and all of the guys back there are just like brothers to me. I'd do anything for all of them, and I just can't wait to go back and see them in the future. And, you know, I mean, it's one-of-a-kind experience.
Yeah, it's certainly a well-deserved honor for a great young man and Jackson Bunker's All-Star in the Jayhawk Collegiate League. The Backcats have two more regular season games left to play. Bunker's then hopes to, in between the end of the regular season and before the NBC World Series begins, he hopes to get back up to Iowa really quickly to be able to catch his younger sister Hallie play at state softball in Fort Dodge and his younger brother Jay's play at state baseball in Carroll. The Bunker's family, along with many families in Remsen, certainly going to be very busy and putting the miles on those old station wagons and vans between Fort Dodge and Carroll over the next few days. Again, congratulations to Jackson Bunkers, and our appreciation as well to Remsen St. Mary's alum Henry Ortman for getting a couple of great quotes with Jackson Bunkers as he went down to the All-Star game on Saturday in Hutchinson, Kansas. Well, of course, as of right now in the sports calendar, there is nothing to tell you about happening today in high school sports, baseball and softball wise. Everybody's gearing up for traveling to the various state tournaments taking place across the state this coming week. And we are too. If you look right now on our KLEM sports broadcast schedule, you will see that right now we are able to bring you all three games that are playing on Monday involving a Plymouth County team at either state softball or state baseball. You'll be able to listen to all of those on KLEM. So it's going to be a great day to just tune your radio to KLEM and enjoy some high-level softball and baseball all throughout the afternoon and evening. We're planning on bringing you as many games on KLEM as possible. Of course, there's some overlap possibilities, so make sure you stay aware at KLEM1410.com. We'll let you know of our broadcast plans in case we have to shift anything around as well. We'll be sure to let you know there. KLEM1410.com under the sports tab at the top of the homepage. In the drop-down menu, click on KLEM Summer Sports Broadcast Schedule. Another good way to stay in the know with all things Plymouth County sports is by following us on our social media page on Twitter as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.